Censorship in Azerbaijan is severely affecting Christians. A prayer effort moves into phase two, and it takes three tries, but water is now helping people see Christ in Guatemala. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Azerbaijan's wide-ranging religious literature censorship system has started to affect evangelical leaders in the country. Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba was just there and says,
two Baptist pastors who were traveling between neighboring Georgia and Azerbaijan, they were confiscated Azerbaijani Bible.
New reports confirm religious censorship is on the rise. Rahuba says an amendment allowing strict censorship will be heading for a referendum this month. He says believers face Cold War-like raids if the censorship issue continues.
Local police will be searching homes of evangelical leaders and will take all the Christian literature away from them.
Russian Ministries works to empower the National Evangelical Church. They intend to do that despite the persecution.
We are very much considering and praying and evaluating our resources, how we can start School Without Walls program for the next academic year, next fall.
Funding is needed for that and for getting more banned literature into the country. Meanwhile, Mission India's Dave Stravers says Academy Award-winning Slumdog Millionaire paints an accurate picture of Indian slums.
Kids don't go to school because they work. Even from the age of six, they'll go out doing some job in a factory or even scavenging on the street. And often there's not enough to eat, and the conditions are extremely crowded.
Despite poor conditions, Mission India has ministered to many living in the slums through children's Bible clubs and adult literacy programs. Stravers says the Holy Spirit is moving, and thousands are giving their lives to Christ.
In the past 6 months, more than 30,000 children have come to Christ through our ministries to children in slums, and actually more than 30,000 of their parents also came to Christ. These people are generally living without much hope, but when they receive the gospel and the friendship of a local Christian, life can really dramatically change for them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's called the Me and My Household Initiative. It's an unprecedented movement of prayer created by HCJB Global. The first phase was to encourage U.S. households to pray for their families. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says now it's time for phase two.
In this next phase, we're encouraging U.S. households to pray for households in the Arab world, because we know that households in the Arab world have many challenges, but they're searching for hope and love just as anyone else is in the world.
HCJB is reaching 1 million people in the Arab world for $1 million. That's a dollar a family. What's amazing, says Peterson, as many of these people stumble across their radio, satellite programming, or internet material, they want more.
They become captivated by the person of Jesus Christ, and they begin listening to the Bible teaching. Pretty soon they connect with other believers, and we're finding entire households coming to Christ as Savior together.
Join the Me and My Household Initiative. Click on the Voice of Jesus logo at our website. Next, the third try's the charm for a village in the highlands of Guatemala. 3 years ago, Living Water International's attempts to bring clean water to Las Bajilas failed. Last year, the team tried again but needed bigger equipment. On the third attempt made earlier this year, LWI finally produced water for the isolated village. Team members noted the community's joy at the sight of clean water. Join the team in praying that clean water would open their hearts to the gospel. And who are you planning to influence this summer? World Hope International is offering an answer to anyone with teaching experience. Hope Corps is looking to improve the quality of education in developing nations through teacher mentoring teams. One married couple on the team helps Haitian teachers improve all aspects of teaching. They say the trips have changed their perspectives and priorities. If you'd like to join a mentoring team and help teachers overseas, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a household of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.